I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee, infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Stay warm and save every day, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy green, red, or black seedless grapes for $1.88 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fall asleep in God's presence. A prayer as the year ends. Dear God, it has been a tough year for me. I have faced challenges and setbacks, both personally and professionally. But despite everything, God, you call me to remain optimistic and to believe that good things are coming. And I do believe that good things are coming because I see the goodness in people. I see the strength and resilience in the face of adversities. I see the love and compassion in each and everyone's eyes. I believe that these qualities will continue to shine through the world in the coming year. And so I pray that I too will emerge stronger and better for it. While it may be tempting for me to focus on the negative, you call me to choose to believe that good things are coming and to focus on the goodness in people and the potentials for greatness that lies within us all. I believe that I will emerge from this difficult time stronger and better for it. God, take the pain in my difficult season and make something beautiful out of it for your glory. As you are making beauty come out of my most painful times, let me fall asleep in your presence. Dear God, whatever my current status is, it is still an open and unfinished chapter in your book. Even though my future is still being written by you, I know that the outcome still depends on what I do today. God, help me to keep the faith. Help me to believe in you, the God who has planned a great future for me. Am I overthinking again? God, help me to let go of what is not in my control and let you do your will. Help me not to mind whatever others will say about me, as long as you know who I am and that I am doing the right things. God, I pray that you reveal your plans to me. I put my trust in you that good things are coming. I am thankful for everything and praying for wisdom and discernment. I hope that my soon will turn into finally. God, let your spirit guide me and give me healing. By your grace, I will heal. God, help me to be patient with myself. I believe that you are a promise keeper, as I am waiting for your help. Let me fall asleep in your presence. You taught me not to be too hard on myself as I go through hard times, for everyone deserves more than a second chance. And much more, with your boundless mercy, there is always a way back. Lead me, Lord, that I may know my purpose in life, that I may discover your plan for my life. Help me to persevere in prayer, to keep the faith, to trust, to believe, and to surrender. God, now that the year has run its course, abide with me, grant me your peace. let my hope in you not be obscured by the darkness and the adversities of the world, and may my faith be bright as light. You have looked on me tenderly. You have been my unfailing support. I have tried to be and to do good this year, but it was not always easy. O God, you are the light in day which can drive away the darkness. You are the ever-shining sun as this year is ending. Please grant me a quiet moment to rest in you until the dawn of the following year breaks. Remember me, O God, for I am a poor mortal being. As I am praying that you will always be in my soul as the greatest gift in life, let me fall asleep in your presence. God, I thank you for all that has happened this year. I worship you, O glorious King, and gratefully sing your power and your love. You have been my shield and my defender. Let all living things sing a song of thanksgiving to you, O God the Creator. You have fashioned and made me, protected and stayed with me, and guided me on to the end of this year. Your light has gone before me to show me the way to walk. My God, you are worthy of all praise and worship. Even in my times of difficulties, I am thankful because I know that you are shaping me. Judith, chapter 8, verses 25 through 27 teaches me. In spite of everything, let us give thanks to the Lord, our God, who is putting us to the test as he did our ancestors. Remember what he did with Abraham, and how he tested Isaac, and what happened to Jacob in Syrian Mesopotamia while he was tending to the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother. For he has not tried us with fire as he did them, to search their hearts. Nor has he taken any vengeance on us, but the Lord scourges those who are close to him in order to admonish them. Yes, my God, all is in your loving will for me. You know me better than I know myself. As I open my heart to receive whatever you give me in the coming year, let me fall asleep in your presence. Abide with me, O God, as the year ends. When all other helpers fail and all other comforts flee away from me, come to my aid, O God, for you are the only help to the helpless. I feel safe in your sheltering care, as Psalm chapter 91, verse 1 through 11 says. You will live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the hunter and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and defense. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. No scourge come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. God, Guard me and keep me safe from the plague of sin, so that I may remain loyal to you until the day I enjoy your salvation and your glory. As I am praying for protection, let me fall asleep in your presence. Loving Father, you have never forsaken me. Be always near, O God, watching my going and guard my coming. You are with me and will give me new strength to live the next year. May I be one in love with my brothers and sisters to confess your truth. May we all be one in hope of heaven's blessing. Death may come at any time, but I leave it into your hands. God of love, you quell the evil in me. Forgive the sins that I commit and dispel the fear in my heart. Stay with me. Psalm chapter 31, verses 1 through 6 says, In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commend my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Yes, my God, you are a faithful God. You are faithful in loving me, even when I am not faithful to you. I know in my times of doubt, I have questioned your love. Lord, your love for me is strong, as it will bind me unto you. But what is holding me from you, Lord, so long? All that I fear is to lose you. I will make my being a sweet place for your dwelling. It may not be too poor for you, O God. Accept what I offer you, O God, throughout this new year. Psalms chapter 31, verse 6 through 8 continues. You hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will exult and rejoice in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have taken notice of my adversities and have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place. Lord, with full of trust, I run to you and put my life into your hands. You are my strength in times of trouble and my refuge along the way. May you be my only joy always. O God, my heavenly Father, let the works I have done this year bear fruits in eternal life. All praise to you, O God, for all the blessings. Keep me beneath your own almighty wings, I pray, O King of Kings. Give your peace to the world, that all people will live in one accord. O blessed light, as I pray for enlightenment and strength, that I may serve you for the rest of my days, let me fall asleep in your presence. God, I have lived, celebrated, and loved this year as I experienced the mystery of the rising of Christ to new life. Life-giving Trinity, you are immortal and holy. All glory, kingdom, power and might be eternally yours. Help me be still and know that you are God who works out the best for me. As I await the year to come, let me fall asleep in your presence. Amen.